never over 9:30 shots.
Nine,
oh, really? 9:39 is the latest.
Libby, I've been here by some
hours. 72?
You can make an
yeah, right here. Keep it. It never gets past 9. Listen, you're not Charlie. You can't just make stuff up.
Right. Charlie says.
Here, Shkia, so June 24th is 8:29.
Okay. That's perfect.
Shkia, 72 is 9:41. That's one down. No, that's in June. That's in June. Right?
Never like this. This game is different than every other. Never like
that. Yeah, right after Passover. Let's see. What shops have Passover? Is 7:49? It says 9 o'clock. Shops over 9:02. Nobody time you get home. You can be giving shit all day. Morning, the regular time. You're gonna have the aftermath before Marav one. No, didn't we do that last year?
As soon as I retire,
you're almost there.
Yeah. By the way,
it's about time.
You're pre-retirement as long as I'm wearing my pipe.
You're not retired.
You're like pre-retirement. Okay. We're ready, camera. Thank you for coming.
No.
We're thinking about matzah Pesach to get all the four machines that we have.
Four machines.
And we're going to make pizza here for Eilu.
Matzah
Pesach.
Matzah Pesach?
Like, get the same guy who did it that we can pump out.
If you make them on Shabbos, it's more worthwhile not for pizza. Just to say that I'm going out to learn matzah yaptis. I can get out of the house. Because you do realize what I'm like, you know, I got a landmine, you know? I've got four families moving to the house. Three and a half.
No, you don't tell your wife about pizza. Just bring that home afterwards. That was a target.
If you
have
much time, it would be a pizza matzah.
Ooh.
You're really doing well.
Who needs a stamp?
Make the dough before you enter. Well, for a week, you could stay for a week. That's what the pizza's supposed to do. If it doesn't, it burns out all the molten bacteria. He's got four of them.
Wait, in the business, how about this? There's a pre-run, you know.
Ready, I'm pre-packed.
Oh, okay. Maybe Pesach morning. Not Pesach morning.
Wow.
Arab Pesach, Tuesday morning.
Pizza?
Not pizza. We'll do like grilled cheese or something.
In the pizza, I was a guy. I'm
good there. I do what you do.
Golf. It's Golf and Son. He wants me to buy sandwiches.
You just text me to
which sandwiches?
Yes, wrapped it. Did he send a guy to clean it up for you?
Which Golf and Son?
Moishi Golf and Son. Maybe a salad sandwich.
Moishi
Golf and Son. That's funny.
Yes. Pre order.
I already have my bagels, we cut them, pre-fill them, wraps them in silver foil, Erev Yom Tov, it goes right in the oven and it comes out nice and crunchy. And you know, it's not plain bagels, you have onion, garlic, everything, whatever. You eat it outside, roll it up, throw it out, you're done.
Good job, you got our thumbs down.
Sure. Yeah. The kitchen. I don't use both ovens.
Okay.
We
do something.
We use the bench.
Freddie Carker.
I'm not forgetting. You know what? I take it back. It's crazy. I can't do this. Forget it. Matzah Pesach. Matzah Pesach.
Matzah Pesach?
Okay, what
problem? Can't pick out enough pies.
Why? Four machines?
It takes 5 minutes each pie.
Four machines.
It'll look like Thursday night.
Last year, we were at a pizza hotel. Right after Pesach, they put out regular pizza. 3 minutes later, it was cleaned out. You would think these people haven't eaten a whole pizza.
For the camera?
Not normal.
Camera?
No, it's like a failed attempt. Are you a tourist or something?
Oh, that's what the salmon is it.
Oh, this year?
It's the second time, by the way.
But either way, like you would see
this guy. That's the best event. Who was it? Medicine?
But it's not normal. You understand the amount of food that was there, and then, like, they had, you couldn't tell it was Pesach. They had regular straight food, whatever it was. No, no.
Not the food. You needed a shovel. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
You couldn't, people were like, it's the end of Pesach. Right? You couldn't stop eating.
That's what I was saying. Like, the last, this is right after Pesach. So they finished my earth, they put out a pizza, it was gone.
Get sick.
Disgusting. Good food. Good way.
Oh, wait.
When I came back, like 15 years ago, maybe 13, 14 years, I went to my in-laws and come back after Pesach, the Shabbos at Pesach, Penny comes up and he's like, what did you do on Pesach? What do you mean? Like, you know how fat you are? I must have gained my, I seriously gained 20 pounds. I never ate like this in my life. I was so fat. You squeezed the cheek and a whole potato came out. You know? Yeah, I was getting fat. Okay, anyway, everybody, thank you for coming out tonight. Agud Tavach. Shir's little Nishmas, Nachman Yosef ben Matel.
Is this the same
person? Yeah. Amar Shlokish. Pre-diabetes. Okay, Amar Shlokish. Ma Loshen Kinui. So basically, with we'll continue over here with this Kinui theory. Said that we start off in Perek, something called Kinui. So Amar Shlokish Ma Loshen Kinui. What is Loshen Kinui? Do I matter Kino? They know Leben Achem. It's something that causes hatred, animosity between her and the other people. Al Maksav, it must be the Kinui Al Piatzmi, that he does Kinui. In him by himself when nobody's listening, the kulam liyavi, the kohen law, nobody knows about it. The amri and the neighbors say, what's going on? My dekama, the kabbalah, but also never kin about the all son. The neighbor's like, one sec, this lady used to come to every kiddush, she was a real hangout. Now, what's going on? She's not around. Oh, okay, makes why not around? Problems, we got problems at home. Okay, fine. Now makes major fight. That's one mandama. Rabbi Yehuda Rashami Mishmei Dabai Amar, Dover Amatel Kino Beinu LeBeinu. It's between the husband and the wife. Amaksav, right? Kino Apishnai Meitim. You do it in the open forum. The Kula Amiyadi. Everybody knows. No neighbors can start asking any questions. They know the whole shul's talking about. The Kohen Law. The Iyu the Asim of Kino the only kin is between him and her because now she's all May. What gets time? Yeah, I always like go to the Kiddush. It's good. It's actually good to get out there a little bit. Blah, blah, blah. Figure out whatever the reasons are. Now, Lamaisa, a lot going on over here. Lamaisa, there's a shtickle of machloikis between the Meiri Rajba and the Minchas Kena. The Meiri and the Rajba hold that when you mekana your wife, you have to say a specific person. You have to say that guy, specific name. The Mechaskinah says no. And Mechaskinah arrived in this Gemara that you don't have to. Why? Because what does it mean you matel kino from the neighbors? If it was a specific person, then why are the neighbors all upset? There's one guy upset. It must be that you told her don't hang out with any man. It wasn't specific. Don't hang out with any man. Now, all of a sudden, everybody's like, what's going on? She's done. Like, you haven't seen her in 2 weeks. So male matakino. The Yitzchak Zonenfeld says pumfaker. Says Yevraham Al Gemara liked the Rashi with her because if he said don't hang out with any man, then it means she's a tsnua because she flipped. You know they say the guy flipped and also he's like learning all day. So this lady, she's back in the house. She's no more going kedushim. She's done. But if you say a specific person, and she's going to the kiddush, but she doesn't go to that guy's kiddush, that's matakino. Because now like the guy's like, what's going on? Well, my food's not good. Anyway, Al Sabri, because if someone doesn't come to the kids, don't ask any questions. Al Sabri, the Asul Lekanos, you now be Mekanos Rechilo, because it says Loshan Atolas Kino. Umanda, I'm with Lekanos, Ma Loshan Kino. What's Loshan Kino? I'm Rav Nachman Yitzchak, ain't Kino at Loshan Asra. Kino is Loshan Asra, it's warning, Rechin Roy, maybe Kana Shemar. See the Kino, he means. Kina, that it causes hatred and animosity, or it means Asra, which is how we learned till now. Tanya Meimer Adam Uva Verbesaser, a person's Uva Verbesaser, but could Rochum Maxwell the Gold Hashem puts it out there. Shnemar, like with scoop. Rava love Ruach Kino. Whenever I lost my brother, Shnemar, it's a Moshe Avir called Machno. Avir means to spread the word. And I saw somebody speaks out that the guy does Avero and also he gets punished to Abishta. People are going to be like, what's going on? Why is the guy getting punishment? Isn't Give Tzedakah, a great guy. Hashem says, no. I'm going to put it out there. I'm going to put it out there what this guy does in his spare time. Then you know, you know what? He deserves it. As soon as people know it, this guy's whatever he does, again, now he deserves a punch. So to Gemara, Vayter, Rish Lakish Amar, Ein Adam Oiv Aver, Amkei Nichz B'Ruach Shtus. Only if you got the demon pushing. Shnamar Ish, Kisiste, Ishtoi, Sishtek, Sir. And basically, the pasuk meruma is to the shtos. Now the shaila is this every avera or is this only znos? Machloek is mashos is every avera. Every avera guy does include rosh shtos. A lot of people say that not every avera. They bring a raya from Rash and Chumash, but it's you get table. Tell me, Rabbi Shmuel, remind me the Torah eight echa b'saita. Why did the Torah say that one eight is good enough by saita? Shaglam adava, because there's reason to say. That something went on over there. Sharei kinala, the husband warned. Venistero, and then she went and was miyachah with this guy who he warned her against. The eight echem either shmeya, and there's an eight echa that says she's tome. I'm gonna pop a baya vahki ksiva kino ibasa stira v'tumu d'ksiva. What are you talking about? The pasuk it says it afterwards. I'm gonna va'avar. The kvar avar. No, if you look at the pasuk, it says va'avar a law of ruach kino v'kani as ishtoi. Va'avar means that it's in the past, not in the future. That's how you read va'avar. El ma'atef etimar. If you tell me va'avar means in the past, va'avar lochem kol chalutz hachanami. You can tell me it means over there in the past. It's not true. When Moshe Rabbeinu told Bnei Gad Bnei Reuven, said, "Listen, guys, you guys want to stay in Lakewood in your mansions? You now have to go to Israeli army to IDF and fight." You go to IDF fight, then you come back and stay in your mansion in Lakewood. Otherwise, you ain't staying in a mansion in Lakewood. We don't have to fight for you in Israel, and you stay in your mansion. So over there, it's clearly talking about for the future, not in the past. So Moses says, you're right. Over there, the context of the past is muchadas for the future. But over here, not. What are you kidding for? It must be that's referring to the past. And male, that's what we're talking about. A person is not Makana his wife. Makana his wife means to warn his wife. And okay, nichz by ruach. There's some kind of ruach is it's similar. No, not ruach stros. Ruach. Some kind of ruach went into. We'll see in a minute. Shema b'avu the ruach kina. The kinyas ishtoi. Some kind of something gets into him and he does this. My ruach, what is this ruach? Rabbanah, I'm a ruach tuma. It's a ruach tuma. It means Rabbi Ashi Amar ruach tahayra. And so the Aruch Shulchan says they're not arguing. One is coming to stop her. A ruach tahayra is if she didn't do anything wrong, but he wants to make sure nothing happens. And a ruach tuma is when she already did something wrong, and he's trying to stop the situation. Means already she's already hanging out with guys, so it's a David Sneas. One is just a David Sneas stop. Don't hang out. Don't Ruach Tahara means don't hang out with the men. Let's keep it, you know, stay in the house. Ruach Tuma means that she's already hanging out. So now he's trying to stop it and to prevent for future catastrophe. Yeah. They're both coming, but the question is, what's coming then?
But either one of those next, it's because she doesn't want to hang out with the guys, so that means she was in. Either way, it's not something that you want to say it's an up and the up.
He doesn't want his wife.
No, yeah, Ruach Tahara, your son is a priest, Rashi.
He doesn't want his wife.
Rashi, Ruach Tahara, your son is a priest. Yeah, but.
He doesn't want. At the end of the day, either he suspects
it
or he doesn't suspect. But he's saying
no. Like, so Ruach Sahira is coming. Is gonna make separation between him and his wife. It's like, why are you choshing me? What makes you think I can't go to Kiddush? We're like, well, I'm just saying it would be a good idea. But don't just say, you know, and then he gets the whole, you know, how it is. Right, you're a war man more than a year, too. except for Tzvi and my son. But I think you live at home, so. You know. Seeing is believing, you know what I mean, today? See? You don't have to say anything. We know already. Don't worry. We're all married. Come on. Anyway. My daughter-in-law, you know. Baruch Hashem, so far, so good. I didn't see any broken dishes or anything. Well, hope for the best. Huh? Maybe come.
Well, he's been putting on some weight, so she must be
feeling. Oh, he's putting on weight. Yeah. He's all mad about it. He's like, I can't put on weight. No, whatever. Yeah, all right, join the club. Here we go.
2 weeks after I was married, got my in-laws with Gershie. Yeah, man. That was the...
Yeah, a little opening, a real opening.
Yeah, we had birds.
A choice, exchange of words.
Yeah.
Okay. Vuhamendo.
I always throwing the dishes.
Ruach Tahirim. Stava, come on. I'm a Ruach Tahirim. Tanya, the Kines history. Rishus. The Rebbe Shmuel. Rebbe Shmuel holds the Rishus. It's not a Choyva. Now, if it's a Choyva, then it's not Ruach Tahirim. Kines history. Rishus. The Rebbe Shmuel. Rekiva. I'm a Choyva. Now, yeah, I'm a Shlomi Ruach Tahirim shop. So it's understandable. Means you could say it, you could take it either way. You're shos chayva. Eli amet ruach tuma.
That was the Chana's tefila. If you don't go ahead and give it to me regular, I'm gonna go ahead and organize the situation.
We're gonna have to. Get rid of me. Kivan chayva. Yam shlame ruach tashapel. Yam ruach tuma. Shos chayva. Liluye inish ruach tuma nafshei. This is what does that mean? Right, it can't be a Rishus Chayv to have a Ruach Tuma. So it has to be, it's a Ruach Tahira. Ruach Tahira comes when Torah Tznius. You're trying to you know, encourage, not discourage. Gufa, the Kines Yishtoi Rishus. Now we're going into this Machloik, because we brought in Machloik from Shmuel and Bekiva. If to Kana your wife, to do this to your wife, is a Chiyav, or is you could do it. It's a nice thing, or I don't know, nice thing. It's Rishus, whatever Rishus means. So the Gemara is going to bring now three places that you have the Machlokes of Yishmael and Akiva, and the Harmony Gemara, the Gemara is thinking that every Aseh is like this, Yishmael or Rishus, and that can't be. Because if every Aseh, that means we don't have Matzah, we don't have Sukkah, we don't have Lulu, we don't have anything, according to Yishmael. It doesn't make sense. The Gemara is going to change that. Gemara says these three are specific. So let's see the Gemara. Guva, Kines Yishto Rishus, Dura Yishmael, Akiva, Aimer, Chayv, La Yitama, by Kain, Islam Yitam to his wife, Rishus, Dura Yishmael, Rav Kivar Mechayva. La'olam b'hem t'avaydu is Rishos. By Rav Kanani and Divrei B'Shmol, Rav Kivar Mechayva. Amar Rav Pabla Abaya, v'amar Rav Mishar Shal Rav, v'leim Rav B'Shmol, Rav Kiva, v'chol Aser Kula, ha'chit liki. V'mar Rav Rishos, v'mar Mechayva. And Rashi says, v'chol Aser Shem Torah, imkin ein luch mitzaseh l'Rav B'Shmol Chayva. And no such thing. And Tais right away jumps in his tema, the Rebbe, v'chiles lehu, So it would be more. Anyway, just to bring out the point. Text goes on. So Gemara says, no, you're learning it wrong. That was a ham. Gemara says, no, I'm gonna help the cry, please. These three places is where they're arguing. And each one has a place, and we're going to explain each one. So now going back to the Kino. The Kino is this Rishos, the Rebbe Shmuel, Rebbe Mechayva. My time, Rebbe Shmuel, Sabal Kiyakana, Dani Rebbe Shmuel, Blazim Yaakov Eimer, Rebbe Liazim Yaakov Eimer, Klap Isha Amar Torah, Lissis Achichu Vecho, a Torah, so you now hate your fellow Jew. Yochot Goin Zu, so over here too, you can't hate him. Tam Leim, V'Avol Ruach Kino, the Kino is Ishtoi. No, over here, you could do it, you're allowed to do it. So Rishos, Rebbe Kiva, Kino Achunixiv, there's another Kino Achunixiv for that. So one is for Chayv and one is for Rishus. Rabbi Shmuel, I had the boy the Mechta, he nit mea, he learned mea, siv nam v'kineh zishu. The second v'kineh is only agav urcho. Look at Tanya, and he has a brisa to back him up, and you see that even when the Torah repeats something, it's only because it's in context. The Rabbi Shmuel, the Torah Rabbi Shmuel, kol parasha nemro, v'nishus. Any parasha was said, and then it's repeated, v'nishus ele b'shul dosh v'skajbo, but you can't take the words and say that it's an extra word. So like the Gemara, now the next one, Lo Yitama Rishos, Dir Bishmol, Rikiva Mechayva, Maitam Bishmol, I just said Emelik Amin Arba Michael in the Nefesh Lo Yitama V'Amov. So you're not allowed to. So Itzik V'Mikdu Lo Yitama. Yeah, for your wife, you're letting down. That's Rishus. Rebbe Kiva. Mechi Imlish Eir Nafka Lo. Mechi Shei Lo Nafka. Lo Yitama Lomli V'Chayva. It's V'Chayva. Rebbe Shmuel. Lo Yitama V'Eim Yitama Le'Evra. A whole new halacha. And if somebody has a limb that falls from him when he's alive, a Mechushkin has a limb falling alive, you can't be Yitama. Rebbe Kiva. Him came to Yitzchak Mona Lo. Say Lo. V'Lishtik Yitama. V'Lishtik. Yitama Lom. V'Lishtik. I'm in all the Yitama both. Rebbe Shmuel. I had the cousin Lo. Cousin Amitama. It's only Agavurka, like we said before, same thing. Like a ton of baby small, the ton of baby small, Kopash, Nemo, Manisha, Elishu, Dovish, and Kajba. Again, the same idea, same aloha. Loyal man Tavoid Rishus, the baby small. This is the last one. So we say, it's a Rishus that to ever can I work for you forever. It's only Rishus, you don't have to. Rabbi Kiva, I'm a Chayba, no, you're a Chuya. My time, the baby small. I look silly, Sakai, Kona Shama. It says you're not allowed to let them live. For the seven Shiva Amim, so it's the Nami, the Mikhtal, the Oilam, and Tavoidu. No, they're allowed to work for you. The Mishri, Echam, Kalomu, Shiva Aknani. You have one of the seven nations that came out Aknani. Boilam and Ben, Shatu, Shoilu, Knoisa, you're allowed to buy them. The Tanya, we have a price to back this up. Minai, Echam, and Umu, Shiva Aknani, Boilam and Ben, Shatu, Shoilu, Knoisa, you're allowed to buy them as Avakani. I'm living, but I'm going to show them. I'm going to mock them. Man, Tiknu, if they're with you, they're living with you, and they have a kid, you marry a Knani, you could use that kid. I'm a Knaj, Bala, Akhnumas, the other man, Ben, Shatra Shah, the Knaj Babb. I'm a Loyma. Once, that's a Kash. It says, Governor Shah, Garma, Command, Piknu. Yoko of Knaj, Bala, Akhnumas, the other man. You have to kill him, right? You have to kill him. Because it's Chakon Shama. I'm a Loyma, I show you Lidu by Arzachem. And if it's a Lidu by Arzachem, you're allowed to keep him. And I know them Arzachem. But Loyma, I'm not going by Arzachem. If it's, they live outside the, your city, they're not living with you, then you're not allowed to. But if they're with you, you're allowed to. So when it says Lesachai, it's referring to the other, the Umays are living outside, not living with you. But the point is, you see that he holds, you're allowed, they're allowed to, you're allowed to live, you're, he holds, oh, this is Rabbi Kiva already? This is Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel, he shows that you're allowed to work with them. Rabbi Kiva, so what's Rabbi Kiva say? Mehem Tiknu, Nafka, Mehem Tiknu, Nafka, Nafka. So let me tavoid lomali. So what do you need? Let me tavoidu. L'chayva must be. That tells you chayva because from mehem tikkun it says you're allowed to buy them. That's for sure already. So what's let me tavoidu? Must be. That's chayva. So now it's shvar bishmal. So bishmal. Behem b'lev achechem. So shal. What does he dash with that? Behem b'lev achechem. Rabbi Kiva. Right. Rabbi Kiva. B'achechem save the kohen after. What it says? B'achechem and Israel ish b'achel is sitting by far. So then what's bishmal? Then how's bishmal? What can bishmal learn from there? Same thing, the baby small, the ton of baby small, compassion, and vanishes, vanishes, elevation of those style for same aloha. So basically, we're back to square one. Machoik is really small, and the keeper, Shazachaiva, is only specific to these three places. Don't learn that everywhere else. Each one has a reason, each one has a way of learning out from Sukkah. Now we're going to interesting Gemara. Amra of Chizda. Zenusa Ebesa, if there's nus in the house, Kikari Lashim Shema. It's like a worm to sesame, which ruins the whole bag. Well, basically, by having this in your house, your whole house is up in arms. First of all the money you have, they speak out, goes to waste. Miri says, you all your money that you work hard, your wife is spending somewhere else. I mean, that's not for that, you can't, for that's not the only reason, because that's every, yeah. If you have madness in the house, kikari l'shem shema. That's like a worm, but again, to a sesame seed. If you have a wife who's mad, you have that stick on the man on the fridge, a happy wife is happy house, or something like that. Yeah. So same idea. Now, this is very controversial. I'm surprised the censor didn't take this out. I'm a gavra less one, but by a man, no such thing. Now, there's a shiloh about this whole girsa, the Yalkut Shemoni, when he brings down the Gemara, does not bring this down. And then Mefarshim speak out that really there was a girsa, that there was a lot of girsas are not girsas, but a man is not true. I asked the rabbi this today. He says, today it doesn't matter. Man, lady, I would say, you don't know the man, lady. You know. He said, today it doesn't matter. The what? Yeah. That's what the rabbi said. I think the rabbi, what he meant to say is that today the men do the ladies' job, ladies do the men's job. Men are not mugged to their job, and ladies are not mugged to their job, right? A lot of men cook.
15 years ago, there was a girl in the
show. There was
a girl in the show. Yeah.
This show before the
extension. I don't remember. Oh, my God. Who was it? I remember sitting in the back. She was sitting in the back.
I don't remember.
Before the rabbi came. So it was a long
I don't remember.
Time.
I remember something vague.
No, it was a long
There's only 1 year before I moved in.
Who was it? They lived on.
They had a guest. Somebody had a guest. It was a girl.
I think it was somewhere from like the temple over here.
You need to place
it down. No, I'm telling you, it was a girl. Show. Yeah. There was.
Okay.
A long time ago.
Good thing she didn't go up and down for nothing.
Who was it?
It's not Pittsburgh.
It must have been the 1 year
I was before I moved. A lady's last
I got.
I was here by a place. I never heard it. Yeah? I never heard it.
That was this week's parsha. When did you give a carbon tithe? Is there a woman? What would you say, Gaimel, instead of
it? I never heard it in America. It's true, I heard it many times. They come into like the middle of the night.
I've seen guys,
I never did it. I never made a Gaimel.
No,
you made Gaimel when your wife had a baby?
No, the woman. The woman can make the problem.
Oh, Boston, yeah. I'm saying Lakewood. My father's uncle's Levaya. It was a lady officiating, but she went to Beis Yaakov of Barapa. She knew everything. She knew everything. My father said he got buried in a flower pot in California, a very like liberal cemetery, a flower pot. So my father said, like a kosher burial. Yeah, it's not a problem. It's Otzis Nakash. Paul said, how do you know the Lord? She's totally like a liberal rabbi, lady rabbi. She said, oh, I went to Bishak Obara Pot. My father was fainted. I thought I was like, you know. Yeah. Of course. All right, let me get my turn. And this is all, the Mar brings it down because Nus is not compatible with Hashem. So you have Nus, it doesn't work. It vouches for him. It screams out for you. You get killed away because you have air. It's connecting like a dog. A lot of them. Shatam over here. Dog is very never leaves go. He's very stubborn. There's a lot of different shatam about the dog. Shnei malo shema aleh lishkav etzli yisim malo lishkav etzli. So please, malo. But this is going by Yosef. Tanan awesome. Okay, now we're going back to this tira and kinui. So we're saying the Gemara wants to say now the chori shabak halachem. Shaiyu b'din uma edus rishayna, which is the kinui. Sheino shalosi is oilam. All it is a warning. It's not answering at all. Einim skayim is spoken shayim. I don't understand. If this is, of course you need to. I'm learning about 8 aimba, Of course. What are you talking about? This is not the limud. You're right. How do you know? Now you learn how never can come out forever. The dover that we learn now is for a regular case. With not kinu stiro, we don't have that, and it's just a regular ever dover over there. It wouldn't be good only if you have two adem. Have a good bach. See you tomorrow.